Good afternoon. High pressure will keep it cold and dry across the region as we head through the afternoon. Despite increasing sunshine, highs will only reach around 10 above and wind chills will stay below zero. A quick drop this evening as the wind dies out and skies remain clear back below zero before clouds roll in overnight. The clouds are in advance of the next storm system, which is evolving in the lower Mississippi Valley. It's pulling moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and it's headed in our direction. Clouds will tend to thicken up on Saturday morning, although it will stay dry. Then as the storm makes its way through the Tennessee and Ohio valleys toward the St. Lawrence Valley, we'll see snow break out in the afternoon and become steady overnight on Saturday night. If enough mild air gets in out ahead of the system late Saturday night and Sunday morning, we could have a mixture with some sleet or freezing rain. And this is most likely to occur from the southern Catskills into the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. In these locations, accumulating snow will be limited to the 1 to 4 inch range. From I-90 and points north, where it's more likely to stay all snow throughout the duration of the storm, 3 to 6 inches of snow is likely by the time everything winds down during the morning on Sunday. Behind this system, we'll dry it out for Sunday afternoon, and temperatures will be quite pleasant, relatively speaking, in the lower to mid-30s before more Arctic air sweeps in here for the beginning of next week. We'll have mostly sunny skies and it will be windy on Monday with highs in the lower teens and back into the middle teens with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. The next chance of snow will arrive on Wednesday with the next system in the mid-20s before we dry it out and cool it down again on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a developing storm over the southern plains will tap moisture from the Gulf of Mexico today and tonight and result in an expanding area of rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow from the deep south to the Ohio Valley. An ice storm warning has been issued for central Tennessee, including Nashville, where up to a half inch of ice will accumulate. Major disruptions to travel are expected this afternoon through early tomorrow morning. Gusty winds will add to the threat for falling limbs and power outages. A coating of ice already exists on trees across much of this area, and this will only worsen the threat. Furthermore, warming temperatures, melting snow and ice, and heavy rainfall will bring the potential for localized flooding through the day tomorrow. Further north, in the colder air, a winter storm warning's out for the Ohio Valley, where 3 to 5 inches of snow will accumulate with this storm. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Imperial and Palm Springs, both in California, to a low of 42 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, cold in the mid-teens, Boston, sunny, breezy, and cold in the middle teens, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs near 5 above. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 66, set in 1930, and the record low, 16 below zero, in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:33 p.m., 10 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, breezy, and cold today with highs only 0 to 10 above. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds overnight with lows 5 to 20 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs in the lower to mid-teens. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, breezy, and very cold today with highs 0 to 10 above. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows 5 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and very cold today with highs around 10 above. Clear early, then increasing high clouds tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine, breezy, and very cold today with highs near 10 above. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, thickening clouds in the morning with snow developing during the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Snow on Saturday night and into Sunday morning with a mix of sleet and freezing rain south of I-90. Sunday afternoon, back up to the mid-30s with a clearing trend. Mostly sunny, windy, much colder Monday, lower teens. Sunshine on Tuesday in the mid-teens. A chance of snow Wednesday back into the mid-20s. And breezy and colder on Thursday, partly sunny, around 20 degrees. For WAMC, have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.